I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. And this week, I'm very tired. Why are you tired, Dr. Bill, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you why I'm tired in just a moment. But first, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. And we also are members, I personally am a member of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Don't know if I've ever told you that, but it's true. Yes, I'm all about the internet, the broadcasting, and the IPTV, and the things of that nature. Thus, this netcast. Anyway, I'm tired. The reason I'm tired is some blankety blank 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 managed to hack all of my websites and delete them all. And if you're out there watching, nah, 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 boo, boo, it's all back. So there. Anyway, as you might imagine, having lost everything, see, it's what they call a perfect storm. I don't really care for that term, a perfect storm, because a storm that did this much damage is not perfect. But anyway, you can tell I'm just a little bit vexed over this situation. Anyway, here's the thing about it. My internet provider of services for hosting websites that I will not mention at the moment, they have a service whereby you can back up your website and make sure that everything is backed up and there for you should something like this happen. And I pay extra for that. Well, what they don't tell you in the very fine print, the very, very tiny fine print, which actually, you know, I showed you my glasses last week. I'm knocking things around here on the desk again. You know, my old glasses, it does make me look like an old dude. Anyway. Yeah. Kitty goes, meow. Anyway. The point is that I pay extra for backing up. But in the fine print, it says that if you have too many files on their servers, then all bets are off. To which I told the representative that I talked to, very kindly and nicely, it would be nice if you had told me that. I would have made sure to have done a backup myself, even though it is very difficult to do a backup of all the vast number of websites and code and so forth and images that I have, because I have to download it from where I have uploaded it to. You see the problem. And you know, these sites were developed over years and years and years on various computers that have come and gone through the time immemorial. And so, there were no backups. And I had to re-engineer all the website code all over again, all the WordPress themes, all the plugins, all the features, all the images. So I'm tired. I had several nights where I didn't even sleep, okay? At all. So I'm tired. You're saying, Dr. Bill, you're getting repetitious. Yes, I am. Anyway, it was the monster hack of 2013. If somebody asks you, What was the monster hack of 2013? Oh, yeah, that's when Dr. Bill lost all his websites. But for the most part, I have them back. That's the handheld hack, VertZine, of course, and the DrBill.tv site, among all the many others. Many, 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 many others. Anyway, not a fun beginning to the week. And that's why my blogging was a little sparse this week. Anyway, I really am tired. So first item that we're going to cover here, Got Talent? Well, if you do have programming talent and coding talent and you want to work for Google, they have a new perk for you. They have hired Ray Kurzweil. I think I may be pronouncing that close to correctly. Anyway, he is the gentleman that coined the term the singularity that we are all approaching, whereupon we will engineer our future and become artificially intelligent androids. Well, basically, one of Google's perks, theoretically, is that they can promise life extension. What? Yes. It says here, earlier this week at the Commonwealth Club Inforum event, on the topic of HR and what Silicon Valley companies such as Twitter and Cisco Systems are doing to attract the best people, panel member Todd Carlisle, director of staffing at Google, had the last word by teasing a possible future scenario. He asked, what if a perk of working at a company was that it extended your life? He said that people would likely never leave and would be incredibly loyal. Dude, that's just a little odd, okay? So, work for Google, extend your life. Yeah. Okay, who's winning the PCOS war, the operating system war? You know, we used to talk about, was it Apple? Was it Windows? Was it Linux? Was Linux nipping at their heels coming up from behind? Now no one cares. At least that's the theory of this article written by Henry Blodgett in Business Insider. He said in the late 1990s, a single technology company became so unfathomably rich and powerful and so bent on dominating not just its own industry, but a massive and rapidly growing new one that the U.S. government dragged the company into court and threatened to break it up over antitrust violations. The company, of course, was Microsoft. And now Microsoft's fighting for its life. I will talk about more about that later. There's a lot of evidence that Microsoft is doomed. Doom. Anyway, but this guy here in this article says, but the whole PC industry is just fading away anyway. Because we are so addicted to our handheld devices, even though I can't always find mine. Anyway, well, it's handheld. It's small. It's easily misplaced, particularly on this desk. There's such a lot of stuff. Anyway, one of these days, much to my wife's chagrin, I may turn the camera around and let you see the desk in front of me. It's quite disturbing. Anyway, it's much like my mind. It's cluttered. Anyway, ooh, that was a weird picture, actually. In my mind. Okay, so the global device shipments for the decades through 2005, the personal computer was the only game in town, selling about 200 million units a year. But then smartphones and tablets came along, and now they dwarf the PC market. So nobody cares anymore who's winning the hardware wars. That's a reference to, of course, Hardware Wars, the Ernie Fossilius parody video that I love so dearly. I must find that tractor beam. Anyway, a lot of fun with that. Okay. Now a word from our sponsor. Our sponsor is going, now? You're crazy. Yes, well, we love our sponsors. And this particular sponsor is awesome, Citrix Systems. I'm a Citrix administrator at High Point Regional, our local massively cool hospital that I work for. And as a Citrix administrator, I know how reliable Citrix is. They're very, very good at what they do. And they have a lot of cool products, but the one we want to talk about this week is GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Now, the cool thing about GoToMeeting is, you know, it is summertime right now, and I'm about to run away on vacation, but there's still stuff going on at work. As a matter of fact, there's so much going on at work, I'm kind of like, should I leave or not? Well, here's the thing about GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting with HD Faces, you can connect into work and be part of a meeting. Take it just a few minutes or an hour or whatever, however long that special important meeting is, off of your vacation time, because you really want to be part of what's going on. You don't want them to kind of leave you behind while you're out for a week, right? So you can be in that special important meeting with GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Now, I've used GoToMeeting. It's awesome. And I encourage you to check out this special offer, all right? I mean, think about it. I talked about handheld devices earlier. You can actually run a meeting from your iPad using GoToMeeting. Dude. So here's what you need to do. Go to the web address, www.gotomeeting.com. Just like it says on the lower third here. Go to that address, click on the Try It Now button, and then enter the secret special code word, podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, as it says there on the lower third, and you can get a special free 30-day trial offer for GoToMeeting, free for 30 days, and you can use it with your social group, with your office mates, whoever you need to have a meeting with over the internet. And if you do it through that special offer, you help out the Dr. Bill Show and you help yourself to an excellent product. So try it now. That's what the icon there on their website says. Try it now. Use podcast as the special code word and you will enjoy GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing. All right. Now, let's go to the next item that we have in the old blog. The blog, of course, being www.drbill.tv. And the next one is the one that I was kind of talking about earlier and said I'll get to it. I'm getting to it now. And that is Microsoft writes off almost $1 billion on Surface RTs. Not RTS. The headline's in all caps, so it's hard to tell. But it's RTs with a plural S. Anyway, Mary Jo Foley in ZDNet's article says that Microsoft announced a $900 million inventory adjustment charge for its Surface RTs, parts, and accessories on July 18th. That write-down completely overshadowed the performance of the rest of the products and services that contributed to the company's Q4 2013 earnings. Now, imagine a company writing off $900 million. That's how poorly these things are selling. Now, the main reason, I will admit this, the main reason they're not selling well is because they are so overpriced, okay? They need to be down around, oh, I don't know, the Kindle HD price range, you know, the $149 range or whatever. They're still not going to be down to that level, okay? And they run Windows 8 RT version, which won't run all the software that we want to run. Just saying. Okay, so, I don't see Microsoft pulling out of this one. They're in a nosedive. You know? Anyway, now this last story. Now, you'll notice, I'm sorry, folks. I'm really sorry. But, you notice there's no drum roll. And it's not because Fred's asleep. You're not asleep, Fred, okay? I know. We don't have Geek Software of the Week this week. Because I haven't had time to look for one. I've been so busy restoring websites. Give me a break. So next time I'll get you two. How's that? Okay. Anyway. Actually, I've got one in mind I really like. But I'll tell you about that next time, because I've got to have time to write the article and put it together and get the images and all that kind of stuff. And I've been resurrecting all the images from all the other Geek Software of the Weeks, and I'm still not done with that. I still have years to go through to get all those images back. Anyway, this last item, though, you know, the Google Life extension, that was weird. It's a weird geek week. This one's weird, too. The headline is, follow the Pope on Twitter and get spiritual cred. What? Now, you may or may not know, I don't know, you may or may not know, that I have two doctorates, one in natural health, which is naturopathy. I have an ND, Doctor of Naturopathy. The other is a PhD in theology. Okay. Now, I also have a Christian broadcast, netcast that I do called the Word of Faith Netcast, and I do a radio show called the Word of Faith Broadcast, okay? So that's out there, but as much as I study the Bible and as much as I have studied theology, I haven't heard of offering spiritual cred through Twitter following. Okay, now here's the thing. Full disclosure. Okay, you ready? Full disclosure, I am of the Protestant persuasion, not Catholic, and actually Pentecostal charismatic Christian, all right? So that being said, I have nothing against my Catholic brethren, and whatever belief system that you espouse, you are welcome to espouse, okay? Just say it. Not trying to be judgmental, belligerent. You know, I'm all about the all of us living together, okay? But this is kind of odd. The Pope announced this week, well, the Vatican, not the Pope directly, but the Vatican announced this week that you can get time off in purgatory by following the Pope on Twitter. Okay, Jessica Hartogs for CBS News says in her article, the Vatican is taking a modern approach to one of its oldest traditions by offering indulgences to Twitter followers of the Pontifex's social media account. Aware that some Catholics may not be able to afford travel to Brazil, where World Youth Day is being held from July 23rd to the 28th, and perhaps also in an effort to modernize himself, Pope Francis is making his first time offer to the faithful who follow the events in Rio de Janeiro online. Under Catholic belief, after confessing and being absolved of sin, the indulgences granted reduce the amount of time one spends in purgatory, where one's sins are weighed after death. Okay. Again, whatever belief system you are of. Okay. But Twitter. Just saying, Twitter. Okay. I just found it odd and strange. Okay. And I mentioned it to a few people at work, including one of our esteemed contractors that came in, and he practically fell out of his chair over this one. I think it just caught him off guard. The Pope offering indulgences through Twitter. I don't know. That just seems interestingly odd to me. So, don't get mad at Dr. Bill. Okay, don't take me to task. I just found it strange. I think I've known many Catholics. Many of my friends are Catholics. And I think even they would get a chuckle out of this one. Okay? I don't want to be controversial or anything, but it's just funny. You know, it's just funny. So anyway, until next time, when I hopefully have more sleep and am less punchy, Remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.